Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's a Thursday night show. It is 4/11/2024. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Lord Jesus told us long ago, Matthew 24 and Luke 21, and let me just read it. That's the easiest way to do it. Easiest way to go. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're heading into the tribulation period, the great tribulations. But to see, we got wars and rumors of wars. And we have all kind of things teeing off against that. We have all the information from the governments that was dealing with the solar deal. First, we had the solar flare, and then we had the planetary alignment like solar eclipse, and they had predicted all kind of stuff about that. But at the same time, we had all of the information about and my brother in should be some people are saying Global Star having trouble issues getting on air, but that was all right. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're having a little bit of a problem, but I will tell you what, rumors of wars, wars, rumors of wars. It's just incredible because Jesus told us so long ago, and we're getting into that. But we had the solar, and then we had the solar eclipse. And then at the same time, we had the Israelis and the Iranians, which all fits in with prophetic stuff as well, going back to Albert Pike and all of it, and also to Ezekiel 38:39. This stuff is all real. Now, as far as it happening, and Jesus says that the end is not yet, and they all must come to pass. So I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you are in a situation where we are now, I believe, on and good. Thank you. Anyway, we're running 100% here, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what we want to do. But I will say this, that with the Israelis, they did hit and knocked out a couple of the generals in Damascus. They also hit and killed about three of the sons and other family members of the head of Hamas. The Iranians did put out a NOTAM, although some people say, oh, the NOTAM is not The NOTAM is not believed by some. I've seen it on the defense deals where it shows the NOTAM. And I think that we're in a situation where we have just what the Lord Jesus said. You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Okay? And that's where we're at. That is Matthew 24. All right? Now, earlier today, we had a situation to where, or in the last few days, last week, actually, we had the situation where I did report that the best understanding we had is that Iran was getting ready to hit Israel back for the attacks upon Damascus on their embassy there, where they did hit two generals of the Revolutionary Guard who were involved apparently with Hamas, and then they hit the Hamas leader's family home while he was in, I guess, Doha, Qatar, where the United States has got military base, Navy base in Qatar. And then why we do with all of that, I have no idea. When you have the Hamas and you have all of the different Iranian and the Hezbollah and all the different guys, leaders of the Muslim hierarchies of the terror groups are sitting in Qatar. So this thing is all weird. It's all strange. So you're going to have wars and rumors of wars, and see that you be not troubled, because all of it's going to come to pass. But I'm going to tell you what. Jesus also tells you in Matthew 25 to be prepared. And when we go on into Revelations, we know we're going to have some stuff. You see what I'm saying? And that all kind of people are going to die. And even in Matthew 24. Here's what it says. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So the Lord is telling you, you better get ready to go and you have all your stuff ready. And many of you do. And many of you are still doing it. And anybody starting to listen, you understand you've got to go to what Jesus says in the Bible, and go back to also to Ezekiel 38:39, and what's situation there, and into Revelation of John of Patmos, as told by Jesus, the revelation Jesus Christ is told to John of Patmos. So consequently, we get into all kind of weird stuff, but it all fits. As for instance, with regards to the yesterday, after we had scenarios in Ohio and various places with the Monday eclipse situation, and Ohio being one of the states that was fully activated for what I would say would be a martial law, fully activated for a state of emergency, which is ability to go to martial law. And we told you about that last week, how they were having everybody trying to bring back desperately all the old-timers that used to be the old hams and sing-in people to work with the federal government to bring them back on to listen to all the radio channels. And then you hear Ray Ray talking about, well, the Chinese and this one and that one, the other one, they may hit us. Well, no kidding, brother. Your people are the ones letting them in through the border. You're the one who let them all in. You're the one who does not watch them in Detroit or in Dearborn. And now you want more money, and Mayorkas wanted more money, and the whole bit. This thing is just really interesting, isn't it? But here we have, in Ohio, we had the old-timers wanting to be utilized by the government again to listen to all radio traffic. That means the walkie-talkies, everything, because they don't necessarily agree that it's the foreigners. They say it's the Americans. You know, they're looking and again looking at all the Americans. They want that. They want that FISA 702. They want that to listen to all the Americans, which is what they do. Now, I guess the Republicans kind of kiboshed that a little bit, because it's not being utilized in the same direction. They want to listen to you to see what you're up to, to see if you are going to be good Americans by the 1776 or by the Declaration of Independence. They do not want you to say, hey, it is by the permission of the people that the government governs, not by the force of the government. But they've turned that around again, haven't they? So anyway, here's the deal. We do have military, and you know, and sometimes you might want them to be available in case of an emergency. But coming down I-75 yesterday, in a convoy, I believe it was an Army convoy, and a military convoy on I-75 going south, somewhere near Sharon, Ohio, the reports were very sketchy because only one group reported on it. Basically, Channel 12 out of Cincinnati reported on it. And there weren't other reports by other states or any kind of thing, yet it shut down I-75 traffic. Shut down I-75 traffic on both sides of the highway. And in the military convoy, there was a Humvee that wrecked and went off the side of the road and flipped and down into a ditch, deep ditch, and into the woods, three people injured, etc. So the OSP stopped the traffic, but they wouldn't give out any information. And then apparently the military commander on site told them he was handling it, okay? And they then stated, after Channel 12 went out there and said, well, hey, we got all the traffic shut down. What's going on? So then there's some discussion, very limited discussion, and some pictures taken. It's hard to find, and they removed the pictures once or twice, and then put some back up, and then they don't have all of them they did have. So we don't necessarily know where this unit is coming from and where it's going to. But I suspect it might have been up Cleveland and different places or other places in Ohio during the potential, or even Wright-Patterson during the potential situations with terror groups or some kind of a terrorist event to happen during the eclipse, or an attack by the Iranians or the Russians or the Chinese. Whether it be on the ground here with that, or an EMP or a nuclear blast of some sort with a hypersonic. All of these things have been discussed. feds were telling the hams to be ready with car batteries and stuff. To do car batteries and have battery banks to have their stuff ready because the feds were telling the hams, allegedly, that there would not be any military or police radio in the whole state as far as the network and the satellites and stuff, that they were going to depend upon them to try to connect and talk to the cops and to the military on the local and the regional basis. So this is not outlandish. But in their initial report and the only report I had seen, although there may be some more later today, I don't know, there was an update on it from the same Channel 12. But here's what they said yesterday. The apparent attack on the convoy. And apparently that this convoy, the Humvee, apparently flipped from an apparent attack, and it involved two semi-trucks. Now, today, we don't know, because today they have a story that it was the women, the female drivers of the military convoy Humvee. A 22-year-old Army driver, I believe. But then we don't see all of the information from yesterday, where there should have been when the actual thing took place. But Ohio has a marvelous way of making all the stories disappear, doesn't it? We talked to you about that several times, about Cincinnati and in and around Wright-Patterson. And how it appears that the military runs it and not the cops. Not the governor. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. We are at a crossroads here, you know, to a certain degree. And let's see what I got here. Yeah, Christopher Ray, thank you, TK. That's what I was talking about. I knew about that. That was Christian Way is saying there's a growing fear among law enforcement officials of a coordinated attack inside the United States. But they're listening for it, but they're also trying and wanting to listen to any patriot groups, I guarantee you, that are going to use the different thing, the different radio information. We're also talking about ISIS-K just blew up a huge Taliban fuel tanker in Kabul, Afghanistan. So, okay, ISIS is attacking K, is attacking the Taliban. So who did the Taliban work for and who does ISIS-K work for? CIA or Pentagram, DIA, or are they on their own? Or they work for Iran or what? Who, you know, who is it? Wars, rumors of wars. The Taliban had sure had $87 billion that Red China Joe gave them of our military equipment. And then they killed 13, the old lucky 13 number, didn't they? But now then ISIS-K, this is just amazing, ladies and gentlemen, just amazing. Just amazing. Norwegians and Americans are to build an Arctic satellite station at Andøya, northern Norway, to provide early warning against enemy cruise missiles. Well, all of that stuff is, to a certain degree, has been there for a while. If you recall, when we had the big anomaly of the information coming out of the big circle, it was either a Russian missile or some kind of a portal opening or something up there above Norway a number of years ago. Wars and rumors of wars. And then earthquakes in diverse places. Then what do we have? We also have, and I believe Hal Turner has reported about, it's at stevequayle.com, Q-A-Y-L-E.com, unexplained anomaly emanating from Antarctica. Reported 80-foot waves are moving north out of Antarctica, and it looks like almost like a giant spaceship has lifted out or is moving under the water from under the ice. But apparently 80-foot waves are emanating from that area into Africa, and then they're going to be reaching in a never seen kind of an idea about like this. Absolutely zero tsunami warning buoys all around of Africa. Super advanced countries with their unbelievable technology, a stunning level of education, have not placed any tsunami warning buoys anywhere around the entire continent. These 80-foot waves are now smashing into the southwest coast of the African continent, and a 20-foot tall waves allegedly will make it into the Atlantic Ocean to the USA and Europe within the next few days. So we're talking about possibility of losing some seawall traffic. You see what I'm saying? On the East Coast and in Europe. So here we go again. Earthquakes in diverse places, or we got alien problems, you see? Who knows who? The Lord Jesus knows, and our Father in heaven knows. And I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. But let me go back to this thing in Ohio. So yesterday, they used the word, the reporter from the 12 News, Eyewitness News, whatever it is, was trying to get information from OSP, et cetera, and they're trying to report on a car wreck that stopped I-75 southbound and northbound. The major arteries coming in and out of Cincinnati and going north, you know, et cetera. They come from Kentucky and all of that, and then go up, and then they go on up in the, you know, rest of Ohio, et cetera. Well, now it's a woman or female driver, okay, who somehow ran into the side of a semi-truck. But yesterday, it was described as an attack. So which is it? An attack? And then OSP not saying a doggone thing to anybody about what really happened except a slight amount? And then the U.S. military not talking about it? And then today apparently it's the 22-year-old female driver who something happened and there's another female in the Humvee and three people are injured and blah, 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 blah. But yesterday the military commander was in charge of the scene. Not the OSP. So where was this unit from, or where was it going? I think and suppose it might have been somewhere prepared for martial law. Initially, and I didn't see the pictures initially because the pictures changed several different times. Initially, there is a possibility that in some of the vehicles and trucks, that there were some of those sound cannon type devices on top of them. That's allegedly. I did not see the pictures, but some did and said that there might have been those sound cannon type devices that would be used in terms of a martial law scenario. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what's going on because they keep it secretive. All the traffic shut down on two interstates coming into your city. Southbound, northbound, on a big interstate, expressway, highway. And a military convoy involved and flips, a Humvee flips and injures three people. Man. One does not know if this is a cover story today about the female driver. That's a convenient cover story, isn't it? Particularly for a military. But now we've got 80-foot waves coming out of Antarctica. We got all kind of stuff going on. Mayorkas wanted more money. The House of Representatives, they dressed him down pretty good. Want more money. At the same time, you're letting in all these illegal aliens and all these terrorists into the country, which then the FBI talks about. So I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. You'd better be ready to get going to your bug out, or you better be ready to stand and deliver where you're at. But what I'm talking about is preparation. And that is the interesting thing. Lord Jesus, we know that you know who the afflicted are. Lord Jesus, will you go to Bruce in the old stagecoach stop? Will you go to Ronnie in Iowa? Will you go to lots of people. Even the Allegheny gang up there. Will you go to Lindsay down in the South, the single mother? Will you go to Mr. TP and his brother-in-law? But his brother-in-law apparently needs some type of a surgery, and I think I've talked about it before. Lord Jesus, you know who they are because you pray for them. And I pray for them, too, in a private basis, more like. But, Lord, direct the surgery of this individual if he has to have it. Oh, man. And, Lord Jesus, I pray that you will remove any vestiges of the cancer from my body and remove the pain from my body, Lord. And that you'll restore the organs back to a normal status or a more high optimum status in the bodily systems and restore me back, body, mind, and spirit, to a high optimum state of health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And I thank all of you out there who pray for me as well. God bless you. And to anybody, let me tell you, any assistance is much needed and wanted. Much needed and wanted, let me say that. It can be Federal Reserve notes easiest, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold. Platinum, a check or money order can be sent to Hawk, H-A-W-K. That's all you need. H-A-W-K 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, and may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold, and to all those who have sent, may he return it to you. God bless you all. We see out of different ones. We see out of Iowa, Hampton. We see out of Dunlap, all kind of places. Albuquerque, out of Maine and the Maine Maniacs. God bless you. Out of New York State, the Buffalo Gals, to the Northern California crew, God bless you. And to the South Carolina folks, God bless you. Several of you. Including our friends, the Nunamakers. May the Lord bless you as well by providing you with sufficient money through your missionary group to give Bibles and songbooks and to help to finance in Indochina the greatly expanding group of ministers, assistants, lay people, home churches, small churches being built beside the home church in the backyard. And anything that can be sent to the Nunamakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R. And happy birthday, I believe, to very soon or very recently to Dave. And that can be sent to Nunamaker Indochina Bible Project, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunamaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold. And don't forget Brother Quayle and support for Brother Quayle. If you want information, stevequayle.com or 406-586-4840. Steve can still get you gold and silver, and he can get it to you fairly quick overnight in most cases in large amounts or medium amounts or what have you. Praying for you, Mr. Darrell Lee, as well. Thank you, brother. Thanks to the Allegheny gang, too, for their prayers. And all of you out there. But anyway, the Brother Quayle, 406-586-4840, you just tell him Old Hawk sent you. And if you get Darrell, his manager, or if you get Tyler, his son, or if you get Steve himself or anybody else, you tell them that you'd like some gold. And then also what you should do is sign up for the private briefings and the SQ 2.0, the Steve Quayle 2.0s. And the private briefings are quite interesting, let me tell you. And the sources Steve has got are excellent. And you'll be very much in the know. Mine have always been different than Steve's, and then Steve's have been different than mine. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're in a situation where you still have to pay attention to what Lord Jesus told you. Anyway, stevequayle.com, 406-586-4840, and Steve will get you gold or silver. He's got it on the hoof. And then that supports him and his ministry and all the radio and the videos and things that he's done and does do. Stuff in Mexico is just incredible. The archaeological digs. And that's another thing you can do is you can sign up for the Steve Quayle for the upcoming video. And you'll be blessed by it, let me tell you. You'll have an understanding that you did not have if you do not watch this stuff. And this, you see, with the Red Chinese going to be, obviously going to be in charge of a 200 million man army at Armageddon. Which in the end, the Antichrist is using against Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. And going to use against him, and then Lord Jesus comes with his archangels and they come down. And Jesus comes with a sword in his mouth, okay? Then we have our four horsemen of the apocalypse, do we not? Oh, man, this thing is going to be wild, Weasel. You're going to see stuff you cannot believe. And until it happens, you're not going to believe it either. And it'll be discounted, but I'm going to tell you what. Everything that Lord Jesus talks about in Matthew 24, everything in Ezekiel 38, 39, starting to come to pass. Starting to come to pass, and as Jesus says in Matthew 24, these are the beginning of sorrows. The wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places. Nation shall turn against nation, shall rise against nation. You see? Kingdom against kingdom. It's going to be wild stuff, huh? At the same time, Lord Jesus will be returning. But this is not a time of eternal peace. There's war before the peace. The war right now is the devil, Lucy, old Lucifer, against the saints. And trying to take as many souls of people on this planet as he possibly can. And cause as many lies and as much chaos and as many wars and as much stuff as there possibly can be. And to strike against those who work for the Lord Jesus, those who work for our Father in heaven, to try to hurt them. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen. We are in for an interesting scenario, are we not? I guess we've had a situation where Israeli military reinforcements arrived in the northern front with southern Lebanon and the Golan Heights. So that's Thursday, April 11th. So the Israelis bringing up their military enforcement. What they're doing is they're activating their reserves and all the different stuffs. And bringing them on up. They're ready. Ready for war. Ready for war, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Biden was sending the signal that he was basically against Israel. And was abandoning it. But after Trump brought it out and said, hey, you're abandoning Israel, which he was, and the Israelis were saying so too. Then we have a CENTCOM general, what is his name, Carilla. I think he moved up the ranks from a long way down. From what I'm understanding about him and from knowing his name from years ago. So anyway, he came out and stated that it didn't necessarily rule out that the United States would not help Iran, or excuse me, help Israel to attack Iran, a counterattack if Iran attacked Israel. So that kind of put a kibosh or a slowdown on the NOTAM stuff that Iran may have put out. So you see, it's like wars, rumors of wars. But that doesn't mean they don't exist. That does not mean that it might not happen. Or that even your prayers out there to the Lord, and possibly your prayers in the sense of Nineveh during the solar eclipse, the amount of prayer that went up about that, repenting of sins and praying to the Lord for forgiveness and that the Lord would come in to be our Savior, Lord Jesus, that has an effect. That has an effect. And I thank all the people praying for me. God bless you all, because I'll tell you, that has an effect. And I'm still here. I'm still here. And yet, in the last few days, I've been worse than I was been in the weeks prior. But my voice is still good. You sound good, Hawk. Yes, I do. But that don't mean I am 100% good. It just means I sound good, which is fine. And I'm okay to be good if I can be that way. But I know what I'm feeling, and what I'm feeling is different scenario from what I'm supposed to perhaps feel, you see. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. This stuff is very interesting. Officials with the Biden administration are becoming increasingly worried that the Iranian regime has made the final decision to conduct a larger-than-usual aerial attack on Israel, consisting of several coordinated strikes using missiles and drones from multiple fronts. Well, there you go. And that's why we have a CENTCOM general allegedly in Israel to be willing to help them with an attack or to shut them down. Who knows? But this Hamas business, chanting death to America up there, all the Muslims in Dearborn, and Rashida Tlaib, their Palestinian congressperson, flying the Palestinian flag in her office with the American flag. And she would not, to the Fox News reporter woman, would not condemn the fact that her subjects, or quote-unquote her, that's what they would call them, subjects, her Palestinian and Muslim protesters and speakers in the month of Ramadan, calling death to America, death to the entire system. Well, I'll tell you what. They're all in Dearborn wanting to work for Ford, you know, or somewhere else. And, you know, in a good manufacturing economy that had come back in Detroit for a while. But I guess that's a system that they don't like. I don't know. I tell you what, I think this thing is going to get wild weasel inside the United States. I know that Cliff High, the Webbot crew, and I didn't get a chance. I just heard some of the stuff offhandedly today about the possibility of an attack by Americans against the invaders, so-called invader types. And he catches it a little differently than most people would, but apparently and any politicians that assist the invaders, etc., that there'll be coming up within, he says, maybe within less than 60 days, there might be civil war respect to that. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but I will tell you this. Lord Jesus tells it right. Matthew 24, Luke 21, his revelations to John of Patmos in the book of Revelation. And that's where I'm going. That's where I'm believing. And Matthew 25 tells me to prepare. And I'm going to continue to do it as best I can. And I think that you should too. And Lord Jesus, to all of those out there who have the cancer, who have a bad affliction, a heart ailment or condition, or any kind of a situation like the like little Jack down in Florida, who had a tremendous infection, just unworldly infection. And to all the people that have the different troubles, Lord Jesus, you know who they are. If it be thy will, Lord Jesus, if it be our Father's will, that you will go to them and touch them and remove the affliction from them and restore them back to a more optimum health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And I ask it as in John 14, okay, where you say that whatever you ask of me, I will do, okay? You ask in my name and you keep my commandments. John 14, ladies and gentlemen, read it to you many times. It's a marvelous gift. Read the whole thing. It's a marvelous gift to you who believes in Lord Jesus. That is going to be something for you to understand completely, is that if you ask in his name, and his name is Jesus, that he will do it. But you got to be sincere. And I would tell you, you know, the problem that I see going on is that more and more people have turned away from the God and turned away from Lord Jesus, but yet the people who are with him are really starting to get it. Now, I'm not saying that in terms of total numbers that there's more people starting to get, become Christians, and I hope that there is. But then I see also a lot of them who think they are, but really have no relationship with Jesus at all and do not know Jesus. They go to church, but they don't know Jesus. Not always the equivalent. And then apparently a lot of women are turning away from the church. Well, they're also being lobbied to be able to have abortion and that type of thing. And they also feel that they're not treated in Christianity in the church as well as men are. Well, no kidding, because it's a different scenario. Men and women are different. It's not necessarily about the career. Anyway, I think you know what I'm kind of talking about to a certain degree. I mean, it's just like, we're not in a scenario where we have one group that are starting to really get it, but the total numbers are dwindling because less people are getting it or attempting to become Christian, and perhaps less people are doing those things which Jesus had asked them to do. Like out of John 14. I'm a person who reads the Bible, but I also read and look at specifically what I was told to talk about on air. When I was recruited to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus and to warn the remnant of what is to come and how to possibly handle it. And those ones I always talk to you about. So as I said, Brother Quayle can get you a lot of information in the private briefings that I think you would like to see. And Steve Quayle 2.0, we sign up for it, and then he can get you gold or he can get you silver. And then therein lies the rub, doesn't it? Stock market going up and down and up and down, and then, you know, the price of gold. I don't know if you've seen it right before I came on today. Gold was up wild. And gold was at 2,375.57. Silver up over $28 an ounce at 2,853. Platinum 994.62. So the earlier trades were up like 30, 42 bucks in gold, and, you know, silver was up quite a bit as well. But then I caught the final totals after the trading ceased on the East Coast, and then they start over again with the new amounts, and then they don't tell you how much you gained or lost or what have you. But we've got the possibility of attacks and war with Iran, an attack of Iran on Israel and on the United States. So there's combat patrols released. At the night near the Iranian border. And they're saying, will it go down soon? That's from U.S. Civil Defense News at Captain Coronado. Thank you, Mr. TK, for sending me that. So, problem is, you got the Iranian night patrols and combat patrols. If you're in the Straits of Hormuz, it's a narrow 10-mile wide strait. And then the fact is that they don't account for, but they should, because as far back as in 2004, I was screaming and yelling. I used to really scream and yell over the phone. I still do a little bit, but not much. Not as much, because I'll tell you, we had three carrier groups up in the Persian Gulf and up into the Strait, two up in the Straits of Hormuz. And the Iranians at that time had 110 Super Sunburn missiles back in 2004, 2005. That our Aegis cruisers, our Aegis destroyers, Arleigh-Burke class destroyers, the Aegis systems could not handle if they shot them all at once. 110 Super Sunburns and 100 Exocet anti-ship missiles. And they also had about 42 separate nuclear warheads at that period of time as well. Ones they made, ones they bought on the black market from the former Soviet Union. Ones they were developing with the centrifuges and the stuff they were getting in from North Korea and from Venezuela. And now in Venezuela, we have the scenario where I talked about it, I think, last week or the week before that, where there was discussion about the possibility of Russian missiles or of Iranian missiles being in Venezuela that could then hit the United States pretty toot-sweet quick, or hit U.S. assets and the naval assets, etc. And then how in the jungles in Colombia, how back in 2005, I believe it was, they were smuggling back and forth to put stuff in the jungles that off of Colombia so they could possibly take Colombia, the Venezuelans, Chavez, who had bought all the Russian military equipment and helicopters, all the things. And then how that there was nuclear material and that I believe the MMB went in to take that stuff out of that jungle or to fight against it. But that's still active down in Venezuela. Meanwhile, we got thousands of Venezuelans at Red China Joe's jetting around the country. And they're killing people and killing cops and everything. We're hearing out in the Bozeman area from Brother Quayle and Brother Darrell out there. A lot of Red Chinese again in that area. And you remember back years ago, we talked about how they had been seen in that Montana area, and they were all, the Chinese were all buying like $200-$300 knives in the sporting goods stores and buying all kind of sporting goods equipment and ammunition and what have you. And we're walking around with new cowboy boots and new pairs of jeans and the whole nine yards. Well, they're doing that again, and they're here big time. And it might start to go and go the way of the internal thing like the FBI is talking about. But whose side is the FBI on? Red China Joe's side? Or the American people of the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence side? Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand for your family. Stand for the Lord Jesus. For your business. For your farm. Your rancho. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of Jesus and the enemies of Declaration of Independence Americans. Bendigo Rangers, I know you're ready. We'll see Mickey. Also ready on the optics. Mickey Lapua. Best by test. Road and track a little L. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. And your mother and your father. And may you train hard and at the same time do your study and do your school so that you understand science and math. And so you're able to write about it and talk about it. And read. Read, read, read. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May the Lord protect you against all evil. Thank you for all your prayers and all your assistance.